Yeah, Rick, Rick would definitely go for it.
Yeah, I did it.
Motherfucking.
I agree with Rick, dude.
Mm. Maybe I should move this to this screen so it looks like I'm... I don't know.
I agree with Rick there.
But it's 98. 98. We're two away from 100.
98? Okay.
Will we make it?
We got Jesse. We got Joe.
So am I coming over to your place on the 100th one or what?
Yeah, we'll probably work that out and get you over here. Fucking do 100 fucking dabs.
Get me over there to bug out on you and
get
end up on the roof in my thong again.
Fucking baller buckets, man. 28 fucking grams in this thing. Fucking... So did you, while you had dabs, did you enjoy dabbing?
It was alright, yeah.
I gotta re-up on my dabs, they're all gone.
I still got some left in this baller bucket.
I just paid my Wi-Fi bill, so.
Man.
Dude, I like free-for-all, dude. Free-for-all is the dopest mode in this game.
Would you dab again?
Probably.
He's not probably.
I don't think he can dab, though.
Man, I did a dab. So
Rick seen me do it a lot the other night.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
I fucking went at it.
Donnie is routine. Holy shit!
Motherfuck! Oh.
Routinely. Where the fuck is Donnie's bitch ass? And we mentioned the devil, and here he comes with his
fucking. There he goes.
He did that.
Yeah.
He heard his name and he got scared.
He's like, I have to up here.
He joined after he said his name. And we all, oh fuck!
Oh, he's been summoned again.
There he goes again, guys. It's Donnie. Oh,
what up? Look at this bitch. What up?
All I see fucking is his head. It's weird.
What up?
What up, though? How's it going?
I tried to make it in time, man.
You're amazing.
You're not that
late at all.
You're like 4 minutes late.
Fucking proud of you, dude.
Everybody's dabbing?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I've been finding some crazy old videos, man. I might stumble upon some of them. Donnie boy, when we were up in the Chalmers house. Still gotta look through them all.
Are you on the shitter?
Me?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm on my recliner.
You're in a different angle than normal, it's weird.
Yeah, I rearranged my bedroom.
That's a tiny bedroom.
Yeah. What?
It's a tiny bedroom.
It is.
How about you just give us a little tour of your bedroom there, Donnie?
Oh, you don't want to tour right now.
Just whip that camera around. I mean, it's not like anybody else to see it. It's just us.
Give us the Dime Boy tour.
If I whip it around, you're just going to see nothing.
Damn. Oh, you don't want to show us the cum jar.
He's got all this bondage stuff in there.
He's got a guy tied up. Jar.
Yeah, he's got a bondage guy tied up.
That's fucking sick, Donnie. Do you notice anything different, Donnie?
Well, Joe's here.
It is different. I'm at a different angle too, Donnie.
Your mustache is coming back. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, your mustache is coming back, Donnie. Good job.
No, I was talking about you, though.
Oh, motherfucker. No, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's good, though.
That's gotta go.
Looks good.
I might get rid of all this and just keep the stash. I want to just grow a big old bushy stash. You know?
Don't do it, man.
Yeah, like him. Look at that. That's a man's stash that he has.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Could you imagine me with just a fucking mustache, dude? Yes, that'd be fucking so weird.
You'd look fantastic. You would look like a car salesman or something. Like, I'd trust you. Like,
you can fit so many fucking donuts in this thing. God damn.
Yeah, I expect to see you at the PTO meeting. Maybe on the golf course.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I won last second as Morty.
My coworker has a mullet.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. And he got it permed.
Oh, fuck. I need a picture of this thing. That sounds like a hell of a mullet. I'm a bit of a connoisseur. I would never do it myself, but any person that's brave enough to do that, that's a bad motherfucker, dude.
Andy likes Dragon Ball.
That's a bad motherfucker. I don't give a shit. He's rocking a permed mullet, my guy.
Yeah.
He is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Straight up. Oh, my God.
I thought about perming my hair one time.
You gotta have confidence to rock a mullet.
Donnie, you should have got a mullet.
Donnie can't rock.
Grow a mullet, Donnie.
I ain't got that confidence you were talking about, my guy.
Yeah, you sure you do.
Yeah, Donnie, eat shit.
Donnie, you got confidence.
Donnie,
don't listen to
with
him.
With the shit, Donnie.
He's up there.
Joe,
don't listen to him.
You can't do it, Donnie. Then he can't.
He can't do it because his roommate will like be real upset because his roommate's wife will be like, "Oh damn, Donnie, let me play with your mullet."
You don't even have that fuck Joe shirt anymore, bitch. I bet you lost it.
You know what I got though?
Fuck Donnie.
Yeah, fuck
yeah,
Donnie.
You know what I got? That's fuck Donnie. Plain white tee. Or black tee.
Look how
you never said that much of his face.
That's so fucked up.
Fuck Donnie, bitch.
I gotta pull my shirt halfway up just to show it off.
The fuck are you, Donnie?
I feel like it's a fat joke against me because it goes right perfectly on my stomach where the hamburger's at.
Yeah.
Too far, Donnie.
You got a fuck Donnie shirt too.
I don't
too,
think
Donnie.
Rick's that he. I don't think he thought that far ahead.
No.
No offense, maybe Rick. But I don't think he thought that far ahead.
So, fucking stoned because I took this dab before we did this. My brother came over. Actually, he might still be over. I think he's playing Fortnite with my son right now. We've been playing Fortnite, fucking back and forth. I took this half gram dab out of my e-nail on a tiny, like the bong, just tiny little thing, like this big, tiny little bong. Yeah. And the tinier the fucking rig, for whatever reason, the higher you get off of it. I don't remember the science, it's all on this fucking, the box to my brother's bong. Something about...
That's why I get blazed off this small ass thing.
Yeah, the little ones fucking fuck you up. That's why his little ass fucking blue bong fucked you up.
I've never seen his little blue bong.
You never saw the little blue bong he used to bring over to Chalmers?
I might have. I probably forgot shit.
You're talking about me?
Yeah, it was a really tiny little blue bong. It was Donnie's.
Yeah,
oh, it was
right.
Donnie's?
Yeah, it was Donnie's.
Yeah, I didn't know Donnie had bongs back in the day.
Donnie got bongs?
He did.
He used to. He used to be cool back in the day.
You got,
but now
you got bongs anymore, Donnie?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Hey, you know what's
this
funny?
This man.
This dude, I paid fucking $80 for this bong. That fucking looked like a sink faucet. The mouthpiece did.
Oh,
that's fucking cool.
And fucking, it got knocked off a stool and broke it.
Damn.
I missed my Illuminati bomb.
I didn't break it. I didn't break it. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Fucking broke it.
No, fucking Tyler got stoned and fucking backed up into the stool.
I knew it had to been something Tyler's bitch ass did.
This fucking thing is so clogged, it's worthless using. But I wasted like a
you gotta a clean gram the rigs, on that.
Yeah, I know.
You got any reclaim, bitch?
No, I don't. I got this. And this.
I'll take that reclaim.
Jesus Christ. Sound like a damn fiend.
Wait, Rick. Show me the bottom of that container.
He I always gives me his reclaim because he doesn't do it.
Look at I'm that, like, look at that reclaim. Dude, that's cool.
You got any more of that reclaim?
Whoa.
He always throws his reclaim away.
I'm too high for this shit. What are you? How are you doing that?
He's glitchy.
Dude, that's
you can see through yourself.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's a hole in me.
There's a hole in
me. That's a tripper, man. What the fuck?
Man,
yeah, that's that
so,
trippy shit. We trippy, man.
My beard looks so bad on this camera.
Yeah, I know.
I need like a just a really fuzzy, grainy cam. So it's pixelated and almost looks like a real beard. And now it's like a forest that all the trees died in, so you can just fucking you see the other end of it. You're like, oh, that's the woods.
You poor man.
Yeah, fuck the beard.
It's like the woods during winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can see through to the other side.
And you're like, oh,
I'm not.
Yeah, boy.
I'm not fucking hiding at all, huh? I thought normally this is where I hide and smoke weed at, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that's what my face looks like underneath.
Mm-hmm.
One day maybe I'll have a real beard. But I doubt it. I made it 36 years this far. And this took like 6 years before this started growing in.
Mine started in eighth grade.
I want you to shave it, because then you'll look so fucking funny.
But, I was 15.
Like, I shaved mine in a day
it,
later.
It comes back thicker.
I just shaved it.
Oh, no, it doesn't work for me.
Joe, what
like, I used to be patchy as fuck like that, too, back when I was in school. But they used to make me, like, go to the office and shave and shit.
What? I said, what happened to your tire tracks right here?
They made you go to the office and shave?
Yeah, the motherfuckers would pull me out of class and make me go into the office and shave.
I'd tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, pal, you fucked
your I'd already been sent home a couple days before because my hair was too long, you know? So.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I had
long hair in school.
I don't fucking know, bro.
They discriminated you against hair?
Yeah, that was one of their things. If you if your hair was too long, they would send you home until you got a haircut.
Oh, was it a religious school?
No, I really know.
Oh shit, what up, dog?
Oh shit, what up, dog?
Oh, hold on.
What up?
You guys can see him?
No.
Who is that?
Oh, hold on.
Who that boy? Who him is? Oh shit.
Yeah.
What up?
That's Nicholas. You guys have played Fortnite with him.
You never introduced me to him.
I know.
Since my boy's here, I gotta do a dab.
Oh, Donnie's doing a fucking dab. What'd you say?
Donnie don't know Nick.
This is Slinky.
Slinky?
Yeah.
That's Nick, a.k.a. Hot Dog Guy from Fortnite.
Hot Dog Guy.
He does look like the hot dog skin.
Man.
That's that Nick skin, I'm telling you.
Oh, shit, man.
This guy... Yeah, Donnie do kind of look like Pat.
Oh, I love Pat, but no.
Especially from the side.
He said, I love Pat, but no.
Did Nick say that?
Yeah, Nick said that. He's doing a dab for you.
Nick said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was doing a dab for Rick, and that bitch was talking the maddest shit about me.
What is that drink that you think you're...
Some of that drink.
Hey, Joe, what is that?
What is it?
This is a cool little live podcast.
It's just there a laid-back. It's a lemonade.
A lemonade. You gotta go, little dude. We're recording. Children. Ever since people started working at home, here's children. Alright, peace out.
Y'all be good.
Hey, tell her to bring the Puffco in here for me.
Tell that bitch Nick, what up?
And Joseph, what up? Fucking, is that a fucking machine gun behind you?
What?
Yeah, right there. A purple machine. It looked like a Halo gun.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nerf gun?
Yeah.
It's just Stacy's fucking Christmas present.
That's badass.
You bought it that for Christmas?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Got the girls some and got her one. And, yeah. It was
hell
pretty
yeah.
Cool.
You didn't get yourself one?
No, I got something else.
Oh, what'd you get?
I don't know. She had our. I don't remember.
Here we go.
That's fucked up.
This one's for all the boys. This one's for Donnie, Rick, Jesse, Nick. Oh yeah.
Doesn't remember his own fucking gift. What the fuck?
Usually it's because I pick them out, so it don't even fucking matter.
Oh shit! Look who it is. Come say hi.
We them boys.
Oh, Ange don't want to be on the group of beat down again. She said, "Fuck no, I'm out of here."
I see you. Don't trip, fool. I see you.
You've been on this podcast a million times.
I am the X-ray cat. I can see through that wooden door. He's I can see the Ange on the other side.
Yeah, we see you.
Can't fool me.
They see you. They can see through wooden doors.
Yeah,
you can't hide from the beatdown.
This motherfucker.
It's coming.
Shut that door. Yo,
so I don't fucking work tomorrow. Are we playing some games after this?
Yes.
Oi. Yes.
I don't work tomorrow either.
Oh shoot.
So unfortunately, I have work Saturday.
Damn.
I bought the pass for Rumbleverse.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's going all in.
And I bought the Founders Pack.
It's people okay, like it's I'm people like Donnie that are gonna make that game as wacky as Fortnite, and it's fucking phenomenal.
The last pass was 400 Glenium. Now it's 950, which pisses me off.
What is Glenium?
It's their like in-game currency.
And Rumbleverse?
Yeah.
No. You're talking about multiverses.
Multiverses. Okay.
Yeah. I can't get into it. Every time I play it, I get my ass beat.
I hate because
you fucking suck, Donnie. Get I good, bitch.
For like,
man, I bought Shaggy. Shaggy.
Every
good.
Time someone kills
I don't like how I'm looking at my character.
Finn was
I'm gonna
good.
I'm going to do I'm going to play some fucking arcade shit or something.
Rumble?
They're
going to
come out with a character. I'm going to just not be able to not play it.
What?
Like, I'm gonna have to play Destiny. It. They're gonna come out with some character, and I'm gonna be just be like, I gotta play.
Yeah, I bought the Founders Pack, the pass.
My guy on Rumbleverse is, I tried to make him resemble Danny DeVito as much as possible. Because, my wrestling persona, since I've seen that episode of Always Sunny, is the fucking trash man. And people just start throwing trash at me. And I fucking... And I love it. I just love trash. The trash, man.
I eat the trash.
Look at
me. Start eating it. What were they called? I know they were eating it, but I can't remember that. Wasn't as good as... The Trash Man.
I don't remember anything after The Trash Man. It was too fucking funny.
Yeah. I'm the Trash Man.
And he's got a onesie on, like Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so good.
I love that Danny DeVito does not take himself seriously at all.
Dude, he's the best. Perfect. He's the best. Look at the fuck.
Speaking of wrestling,
I'm trying to get him to follow me on Twitter, man. I've been messaging.
Did you say something about The Fiend coming back?
Yeah, he's in contract negotiations.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Bray Wyatt. Triple H was.
Why was he gone?
Because when COVID hit, they had a round of layoffs.
Oh word.
I still that's don't understand why they got
wait,
rid of
wasn't he? Team. Wasn't he pulling people though?
Yep. Vince doesn't make sense.
Okay, so he was just getting old anyway. So it's probably for the best that people found out he is a fucking thief.
But I still can't believe Stone Cold fucking come out there and put disaster on him. I know it fucking had to be weak. But you know that fucking old man had the bruise.
That motherfucker was jacked though back
dude,
then.
Stone Cold will beat anyone's ass, dude.
Fucking Stone Cold. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I want to receive a stunner from him.
That'd be badass. I'd do it.
Yeah, man. Man's my idol. He didn't take shit from no one.
No.
With everyone's ass. That's how I want the workplace to be. That's what I'm going to whoop ass.
That's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Because Stone Cold said so.
What are you saying?
By God.
What?
What'd you say?
It said, sound like you were from South Park.
Is that thing you vape right there?
This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the thing that was next to you, man?
This?
Nope. That's a pop. Yeah, is that some sort of sauce?
Juice head. Vape juice.
Oh. Oh, vape juice. What flavor is it? They look like spices.
Guava peach.
I never had that one, but I got some juice head juice, but I don't even know it.
You got some juice head juice?
Also,
yeah.
Peach pear.
Peach pear. You got some gross ass peachy flavors.
I have watermelon lime.
That's I'm surprised you didn't say watermelon peach.
And I have berry lemonade.
I got this strawberry melon thing.
I like peach flavor.
Peach is so gross. You like peach Faygo?
Peach is good.
No, peach Faygo isn't as good. I like peach knee-high, but...
I don't know what the fuck peach knee-high is.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't, would you?
Is it like a Japanese drink?
No, it's like a fucking... I guess South drink.
Dude. Oh.
Like grapeco. You know what a grapeco is?
No, how do you spell knee-high?
Knee-high, N-E-H-I.
Oh, I've seen, like, the glass bottles, I think. No, maybe not.
It's pretty good peach soda.
Oh, you get it in full-on bottles, huh?
Yeah.
In cans?
Yeah.
I've never...
Yeah.
I've never seen this before. What's the other one?
Grapeco.
Spell it.
Grapico.
Grapeco.
What the hell is this?
That's a pretty good grape soda, man.
sparkling Grapeco?
Yeah, that's just good.
Sparkling Grapeco.
I mean, it's good until it's like, it's gotta be like cold as fuck. Once it's not cold, it's like not good. But those first few super cold sips of that shit. But, oh, man. That's a good grape
A southern tradition.
It's really good if you, like, put it with some ice cream. Like, make a float with it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's that shit.
I'm jealous. This looks good. Oh, I'm seeing Grapeco ice cream itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't ever seen that, but...
Hey, listen, we got Faygo ice cream here, and I ain't never seen that.
That's crazy. That sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, this one restaurant had Rock and Rye ice cream. And then some other...
Oh, made that's a good-ass filler. Okay. That's a good flavor.
That Grapeco cupcake looks delicious.
Wow.
But, wow. I really want some Grapeco. I wonder if I can buy this online.
Grapeco? I've never fucking heard of that.
I can't believe there's sodas in my own fucking country that I've never heard of.
Yeah, what is that?
What was he talking about, Hulk Hogan shitting?
Oh my gosh!
Shitting snakes or something?
No, listen. There's this manga. It's Hogan something. And in it, Hogan... Unlike in real life, in this, Hogan uses his Ichiban to take care of it. That's his dick. So, like, his dick turned into a fucking shark, and he scared everyone in the water.
So he calls his dick Ichiban?
Yeah.
So number one?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. fucking
number one. My shit is number one.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
I mean, this is Hulk Hogan we're talking about.
Yeah. And
so it's a manga of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, yeah.
He was pretty big in Japan.
Yeah.
That sounded like a fucking screeching goat, dude. Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
And it just like revved up, dude.
Oh no.
I need to put them kids in the corner. What happened? Oh, you
This is not the one I saw. This is like actual Hulk Hogan. Look at this shit.
Hell what yeah. the hell? It looks like fucking Vagabond.
Hulk Hogan.
That's him beating up Andre.
That's fucked up. Who would make this?
What is this? It was some cowboy. That's not the one. Yeah, the one I was thinking of was this. But I just... Oh, this... Oh, yeah, see? Yeah, it's just a... It's a video.
Oh,
Fucking! What the fuck?
Motherfucking A, dude. I need to beat that. Look at that. That's sick.
Yeah, that is messed up. What is this?
That makes me want to read fucking Ultimate Muscle.
Yeah, Ultimate Muscle was my shit, man.
What the fuck? Where? There. I wish they had it, the one, let me put Ichiban. Oh no, it's just that one, man.
No. Damn, they're fucking me up.
Man, I know you said it sucks, but I'm on like a fucking sick ass win streak in Hearthstone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking grinding that ladder, boy.
He really was Ichiban Hogan or something, huh?
Dude, motherfucking...
Wow. I didn't even know Hogan wrestled in Japan really like that.
Yeah.
Damn. It's a shame I can't find the manga, but I definitely recommend watching those YouTube videos. Because, like, he fucking, his dick, they're swimming at the beach and his dick turned into a shark. He scared everyone out of the water. His dick beat up Bam Bam Bigelow. He extinguished the flames of Bam Bam Bigelow by pissing on him.
Let me tell you something, dude. Bam Bam Bigelow would take a Macho Man Randy Savage fucking donger to fucking take down Bam Bam Bigelow.
There's no way he took down Bam Bam.
He drank his beer and then refilled it by shitting in it.
No way.
Yeah. And at one point, he fought off like 8 dudes with his dick. It was very weird.
Wacky.
Who draws this, man? Why?
I don't know. It was crazy as shit, though.
Because the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. There he is.
That's before the internet. Hey, well, what was going on there?
What? I don't know. It's kid issues, I guess.
Technical difficulty.
It's just out of nowhere. It was a loud ass noise.
So what happened? You got a spanking, Donnie?
Donnie's in trouble.
Donnie.
Fucking shit. Yeah,
I'm in the office today, guys. Yeah.
We all know that office building's fake.
No one knows that. Yeah. I got a... The plant is fake. You caught me.
No, I'm confused.
It's not a real ficus. How are you confused?
My camera just fucking put me on Jesse only.
Oh. Oh, you... He's... You paid for the private dance. You tipped.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay, I see how it is. We can't watch because you tipped.
I see that.
Little do you know, if we give him 300 points, we can watch and you won't know. It's a secretly watch. I read the tip menu.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Man, you guys know way too much about that shit.
What?
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 What are you talking about?
You guys.
What do we know about?
No.
Why is Donnie just the biggest one on the screen?
Well, Donnie's the star today.
Donnie's not the star. He showed up late.
Donnie is the blunt god, man.
Yeah.
I made him the blunt guy.
Lord of the blunts.
Well, it was nice of you.
He really did. I'll give him that.
I made him the blunt guy.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I deemed him the power, some of my dab powers, and he became the blunt.
And he fucking ran with it.
Yep.
Grab that shit and ran.
Too bad he doesn't know how to roll a blunt, though.
All my bitches roll my blunts for me.
All my bitches roll my blunts for me.
Alright. All seriousness, I gotta interject you guys.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, Danny knows how to roll.
How was that Dragon Ball movie?
Oh, it was good, dude. It was pretty good.
I haven't watched it.
Why do you sound disappointed?
Like, I heard that shit's like number one at the box office right now and shit.
Damn.
Like, it's fucking killing it. It set more records than Pokemon the first movie.
That's dope.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it doing better than the live action Dragon Ball?
Yes. Yes.
No one remembers that movie.
Fucking, yeah, that movie didn't happen.
Yeah. We try not to mention it anymore.
It was awesome to see something other than Goku and Vegeta.
That's dope.
And, like, the fights, like, there were only, like, 3 fights in it. But they were good. You know, you see Goku and Vegeta fight, you know. And that's pretty fucking dope. They're like not using their ki blasts or anything. They're just fucking boxing. It's pretty good. And then Piccolo, he transforms and shit. That's pretty neat. He looks fucking looks like handsome Squidward when they show him. Like when he first pops and he like comes up slowly or whatever, is handsome Squidward. This is all like in the picture. It was fucking great. Gohan's thing, it was pretty neat. But, you know, he did special beam cannon. He didn't, you know, to finish Cell. It was dope as fuck.
Nice.
Motherfucking, but other than that, it felt like watching Abridged, honestly. It was a funny movie.
Was the new Cell cool?
I mean, it was alright. It was like second form Cell is what they went with. And what it is like Dr. Gero's like great grandson or some shit. They had him come in and make new androids for the Red Ribbon Army, and they were working on Cell Max, you know, that way he could, you know, kill Gohan and everybody with Cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what he looks like.
It's pretty good.
Anybody watch She-Hulk?
No, have you?
Yeah, I watched them both.
Man, fuck She-Hulk.
What is it?
She's a...
Fucking... No, I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah, there's two episodes out now.
Oh, shit. It's a series?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Mm.
I might just wait until it's over.
I wish they would have went with the other show.
I mean, yeah, but,
No, it's... He's my favorite villain. I'm a little disappointed right now.
No, like, when you see the fight, though... It's pretty fucking dope. Like...
Okay.
His tail is like a big fucking, like... It shoots lasers.
Oh, shit!
Fucking... Oh, my God. It's dope, man. It was just a good fight. And, like, everybody has to fucking fuck it up. Because nobody can take it alone. Even Piccolo. Piccolo goes big.
Oh, shit.
Like, when he was Demon King Piccolo. And he got like, huge. And, like, Lord Slug does. He did that. And, like, when they told him to do it, he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I could do that.
After all these years.
And he also, like, stretches his arms and shit. He, like, I guess remembers that he can do that, too. And he, like, wraps around Cell and shit while Gohan's finishing him off. Gohan asks him what he calls his fucking new form, and he's like, I guess if I have to call it something, Orange Piccolo.
Like, get the fuck out.
No, dead ass, dude. That's what he says.
He just makes I guess some Orange shit up Piccolo. Orange Piccolo.
He's training Pan at the beginning of the movie. And Pan's a little badass. That's pretty neat.
Man, fucking... Orange Piccolo.
Orange Piccolo is what he said. It was fucking great.
Oh, fuck.
you gotta see it.
Orange
fucking Piccolo. You gotta see it. I know I'm spoiling the fuck out of it, right?
No, it's like, okay. I haven't even seen Broly's movie yet, so...
I haven't either.
Man. Fucking...
I was like, Piccolo Gohan, though? I'm in. Like, say less.
Where has Piccolo been? Super.
Training Pan, I guess. And picking her up from school because Gohan's too busy doing research.
Well, just like, you know, his dad. Like father, like son.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
Just like his dad.
Piccolo's gonna step
Goku's like, hey, I know you were trying to kill me in the past, but here's my son. Raise him.
That's just...
What is wrong with Goku?
That wasn't even how it went. That motherfucker just snatched that baby.
Yeah.
Like, Goku died, and Piccolo's like, alright, I'm snatching this baby.
Just, yeah, he dipped. Snatched him and put him on a
dipped
mountain.
Dipped and left him on a mountain.
This is mine now.
Alright, I got it.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, so good.
Piccolo's the best, man.
Yeah, dude. He might be your father, but he ain't your daddy.
Dude, it's crazy, man. How long Dragon Ball's been around and how it's making a resurgence.
Yeah, dude. Good stuff.
And fucking...
It's been around since we were little, man.
It might fucking start getting us more anime movies over here, too, if it's doing as well as you just said. So it's still doing crazy shit, you know?
Let me see if I can get the numbers for it. It's, Let's see.
What you got there, Jesse?
I don't know, dude. Some chain with a couple of little hookies on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it opened number one at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
opened with a superpower 20.1 million at the domestic box office and 32 million worldwide.
Damn, son.
Yeah, and its predecessor opened at Raleigh opened at 9.8 million.
Oh, damn.
What was the budget?
I have no idea. But,
and it looked good.
Yeah.
It looked good. Like, they did a lot of those, like, panning shots, and like, the backgrounds were, like, some of the backgrounds were, like, 3D.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Super... Let's see. The box office was 21 million debut number in the ranking, and number one in the rankings, which hadn't been done since 1999, which was Pokemon the first movie.
I went and seen that one.
Yeah, same.
I was there for that.
Yeah, Pokemon. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so altogether, it has made 51.6 million worldwide. Pokemon did 31 million. Pokemon the first movie. So it whooped the shit out of Pokemon. That's incredible, because I saw Pokemon the first movie in theaters too. Yeah, fuck you, Donnie.
Yeah, what? Fuck
you. What'd I do?
You know
what fuck you did.
You know what you fucking did, you piece
fuck.
Of shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, you know what you did, Donnie.
You said fuck Piccolo. You
filthy fucking wizard.
I said fuck Piccolo?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I was about to say, you said fuck Piccolo? You better take that back.
That's my favorite dude.
Yeah, you gotta say fuck Trunks.
Yeah, fuck Trunks.
Yeah, I like Trunks.
Dude, you gotta see Trunks and Goten at, like, you know, the older age. Like, the teenage.
Teenagers?
Yeah.
Goten's older?
Yeah, it was dope. They did they fused and fucked it up. They were like, oh, let's see if we can remember how to do this. And they did the fusion and fucked it up. And they were fat Gotenks.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's
is the
funny.
Fat one stronger, though?
No, not really.
Man.
Can't even go Super Saiyan.
Fuck.
He, like, his pants get ripped and his ass is, like, hanging out at one point.
Oh, God.
They go fat fucking Gotenk Super Saiyan?
No, they try to, but it doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, because they fucked up the fusion.
I think Rumbleverse is trying to trick people.
Alright, oh, tell us.
What are you doing? Look.
So the pride... Oh, what the fuck? Okay. Can you see that?
Yeah.
See, it's $9.99.
Alright.
$99.99. $19.99. $49.99.
Holy shit!
You better be paying attention when you're buying Brawler Bucks.
Holy shit!
They're trying to drain everyone's money now with these fucking in-game currencies, dude.
Oh my god!
V-Bucks awesome. Are enough for me, man.
What the fuck?
That was crazy.
I stopped buying V-Bucks.
I was like, holy shit, what?
Everybody's about to start doing that. We're just going to have our own currency.
That's why I wait till they have, like, a package deal for cheap and then buy shit like that.
Yeah.
See, I wish this shit was cross-platform. Like, cross-game. Like, all of Epic's online games got Epic Play. Or something, you know, so I could use my money on Rumbleverse and Fortnite. What is with the shit in Fortnite lately? Man, has it been fucking lame.
Has it?
I don't want to be a football player.
Oh. Hey man, football season's back.
Right? Like, yeah.
It's football season. Is it?
A lot of kids like football.
Shit. I like.
I don't know when football season is, so. I'm just saying.
It's preseason, actually. Mm. College football starts this tomorrow.
And you're watching it?
Fuck no.
Yeah, me neither.
fuck no. I just know this because that's what people fucking do around here, you know?
Man, that juice head looks like...
Football's on. Let's fucking drink.
Hell yeah. Man, my boss. My boss was... you know, we usually virtual chat like Teams, I think it's called. And my boss, you know, said to someone, oh, you did a really good job. Here's a blue ribbon. And they sent a blue ribbon gif. And it was a Pabst blue ribbon gif. And I said, man, I'll take a 12-pack of them ribbons, please.
Yeah, I'll take a 12-pack of them ribbons.
That's the only beer I didn't mind drinking.
Yeah.
Beer's gross, but Pabst was okay.
Pabst is good. That's Ricky North's favorite beer, dude.
That's I like dark beers.
Like a Guinness?
Pabst.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Something that's like, something you're only going to want to drink one of. Because I don't really like just chugging beers like that. That shit hurts my belly.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just drink one and get a little buzz going and be done with it. I got other shit to do.
I feel ya.
Yeah. Fuck alcohol. I'm not a fan.
I feel you there, man. Man, I'm trying to blow the smoke out of my missing tooth. My mouth tastes like a nursery.
Mad, man.
Now, when I say nursery, I don't mean it's like a child's nursery. I mean like Frank's nursery, the craft store.
What is that?
It was a store that sold crafts and shit and flowers.
Oh, like a Hobby Lobby?
Sorta.
Less
biblical.
Oh, word. Hey, man, Hobby Lobby got them deals, son.
Yeah.
Hey, I shopped today.
Dude, we can't wait to get this fucking chicken skin.
Where my fucking lighter go?
I bought Richie. A Japanese Eevee model there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we built together. I figured that'd be a fun project for me and him.
Dude, I also bought the pass for Fortnite.
Hell yeah.
Not the pass, but the crew.
You guys see the crew skin?
Yeah,
it looks it's that, you know that dude with the card symbols on his face?
Yeah, I got that one.
It's a girl version.
Oh.
But it comes with fucking a bunch of shit too. A new song and all sorts of shit.
Meh.
The next battle pass. Which one do you guys think it's gonna be?
Something stupid.
I hope not. That was this season.
Yeah. Indiana Jones ruined it.
Fucking Darth Vader ruined it, bro.
Yeah, Darth Vader was dumb as shit.
Yeah, because he didn't have that fucking variant. The part in his fucking... like,
wah, 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 wah,
just
wah, wah.
Him being there ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vader!
Like, we could've got something cool. Oh! So, actually what the rumors are, is it's about time... Or it's about to get real dark because the loading screen or something has been getting darker each season this month or this year. And they're saying it's going to be highly Halloween themed, and there's a zombie minigame coming.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a horde mode that you can play with your friends.
Ooh. I also heard that... it was going to be something like a throwback, because it's Fortnite's 5th anniversary.
Shit, that could be, too.
A lot of the unvaulted weapons, like, they were from, like, Season 1.
Yeah, they need to unvault that scoped fucking machine gun.
Oh, the scoped AR?
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, the... MK something.
Oh, MK7?
Yeah. That's a dope ass fucking gun. I played that during the Rocket League event. Man, now that I got a job again, I feel like I'm gonna miss out on so much fucking shit that can happen on Fortnite.
I know, man.
That shit's like, it is like crack, man.
You need a job though to get Fortnite shit.
I know. I think so much about it. It drives me fucking nuts. Fortnite
card game kick.
I'm
that new Magic set.
September 1st.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I gotta get the fucking battle pass for that.
What?
Magic. The new Magic set.
Magic.
Man, I can't get on Hearthstone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my account is like permanently stuck on a loading screen.
Make a new one.
No, I don't want to make a new one, though.
What?
Shut your ass up.
No, but listen. Listen, I had jailbroke my iPad.
Oh.
And I had one of those things that gets you in-app purchases for free.
Yeah.
And Blizzard's checks an external server.
Yeah.
So my shit's stuck in a permanent loop. Trying to authenticate it. Yeah, I tried years later on the PC. It was still stuck in that loop. But that game was only okay.
Because your account's banned.
I liked it. It's gotten pretty good.
No, my account's not banned. Fucking... I like...
And it probably... It don't even work on, like, a computer?
No. No, I can't get on. I will say... I like that you can dust things in that game.
Yeah.
And it is definitely probably... No, I really liked Master Duels for a little bit. That was until I got all the achievements, and now I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have never gave it achievements, because I'd probably still play it.
Yeah.
But, like, MTG Arena's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but, you know.
Fucking.
It's just a card game. You know, it's just another card game.
Yeah.
A fucking where you know it's been out for so long, the power creep is just goddamn nuts.
Yeah,
I was watching people play new decks versus old decks, and like holy shit, the power creep is out of control.
Yeah,
not quite like Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh is fucking ridiculous.
I like
Yu-Gi-Oh. I like Yu-Gi-Oh.
My friend's getting back into Magic. I got him to download Magic Arena. He was talking about how he was building a white-blue flying lifelink, and I was like, man, like, that sucks.
When I was playing Magic, I was building a goblin, zombie, and skeleton deck.
Nice.
It was pretty dope online, too, when I went online battles with it, and I'd win.
I want Pokemon to come out with that card game, that online game.
Live. I seen Nick kick your ass one time. On Twitch.
You see what?
I seen you kick Rick, Joe's ass on Magic live on Twitch.
Well, that was Yu-Gi-Oh.
You fucking was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was fucking trounced him.
We're gonna beat your ass, Donnie.
Nah.
Man, well, whichever one was smacked
his ass.
UFS was a fun card game.
Oh, yeah?
He did, yeah. Cheat.
There's a fucking Marvel card game that's supposed to be coming out.
They got the King's Fall Raid. Hell yeah.
Marvel Snap.
This will be Marvel's third foray into the card games.
It's a digital card game.
Oh. It's still their third foray, man.
Yeah.
They fucking, they had Overpower in the 90s. Like, that's how I got into Magic, is my brother bought an Inquest. It was the 5th issue of Inquest, because they had Spider-Man on the cover. Because Overpower was the hot new card game. And then...
See this, Donnie? Here, bitch.
They had, Verse. Did you ever play the Verse System game?
I did on DS.
Yeah, Verse System was a pretty fucking good game. I had an Arkham Asylum deck, which was pretty fucking dope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember what other card. Duel Masters was dope as fuck.
Yo, I loved Duel Masters. I have Kaijudo, the fucking, when they tried to bring it back.
Yep.
I got some of those cards. I got a couple of decks of that.
Yeah, I don't have them anymore, unfortunately. But yeah,
I used to have a lot of Duel Master cards, though.
I heard Naruto was really good.
That's what I hear. I got a dude that has a lot of cards, and he's trying to get me to play with him. And I will eventually, surely, hopefully.
Card Fight Vanguard, I heard, was okay.
I'm a fan of it.
One of the dudes I work with, well, I used to work with, and the dog was trapped in here, I guess. Thank you. One of the dudes I worked with and have been playing cards with since I was a teenager fucking was the first North American Cardfight Vanguard champion.
Damn.
World champion. North American. The English version of the game.
Right.
Yeah, he went over to Japan.
They're going to have a Shaman King set come out, I think, next month. I'm pretty fucking excited about that.
Did you ever play the Shaman King card game?
No.
Zatch Bell?
I played the little Zatch Bell.
I remember Zatch Bell.
I loved the fucking spell books, man.
Yeah. That shit was sweet. Cool. That was the sickest shit I'd ever seen in my life, bro.
Man, I didn't know anyone that played that shit. I knew so many people that bought it just for them books.
Right? It was a neat little game.
Fucking, I played Yu Yu Hakusho for a minute.
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, I played the Case Closed card game for a minute.
Fucking Case Closed. That's a good one. I don't know about the card game, but the anime is fucking great.
Of course, Pokemon.
Pokemon!
There was a Mortal Kombat card game.
Other than the Versus one?
Yeah, I forgot Versus even. Yeah, I forgot they even got Mortal Kombat. They got Mortal Kombat with X. This was like a Mortal Kombat, like, PS2 era. I remember them being sold at Blockbuster. And there was, like, a Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter. Was it called Maximum Impact or something? There was a Mortal Kombat card game of its own back in the 90s.
You know what was a weird fucking card game?
What?
The World of Warcraft card game.
Yeah, that game had some expensive-ass shit.
Yeah, dude.
It was called Epic Battle.
Epic Battle.
Yeah, and they had Tekken.
Hadouken!
And shit.
Yo, Tekken's got an anime on Netflix.
I played that card game for a bit. It has, like, Resident Evil, Tekken.
A Mortal Kombat starter deck.
Wait, what?
And Street Fighter was on it.
There was Mortal Kombat in it?
Yeah.
When I first got it, it was Devil May Cry, Tekken, and Resident Evil.
Are you talking about that phone game?
Yeah.
He's talking about Tekken.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Epic Battle. Hey, hold on one second. There's a dog scratching. I'll be right back.
I don't know what... I don't know what game that is you're talking about, then.
Oh, it's a bee. Ooh, bitch. Big old bitch.
Donnie's a bitch.
Oh, he's talking about Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick's a bitch this time?
Yeah, Rick's a bitch.
Rick's a bitch.
Ooh, Rick's a bitch.
Yeah.
And he don't know that we're saying this.
We're on that Rick's a bitch break.
Until he listens to it.
Rick's a bitch. Oh, hey, bro.
Yeah, Rick's a bitch.
I got this shit, man.
Fuck the guy. Yeah, Rick's a bitch.
Ooh, bitch.
What a fucking bitch.
Man. What a fucking bitch.
I wish I would have played the Raw Deal card game.
Raw Deal card game.
Yeah, the WWE one.
Yeah. Huh.
You're gonna make a Raw Deal.
Shit.
Like, let's see what this card does. Your opponent cannot play the card titled Oversell Maneuver immediately after you play this card. When successfully played, you may draw a card. European Uppercut.
Ooh.
Deals 6 damage.
6 damage.
That's a strong one.
Strong.
Uh-oh, and this one's Don't Cross the Boss. When this card is in your ring area, if your opponent successfully plays an action card, you may draw a card.
Oh, damn. Draw power is king, bro.
Man, especially this one ain't good at all, yeah. But I wish
draw
I had
power is king.
Wow. This card... let me just show you guys this one.
Is it a stink face? Oh, my.
It's
got a list of all of the dudes.
SummerSlam.
It's got Tajiri and Hurricane on it. Go back to that.
Wait, Tajiri, dude? Oh, yeah.
Fucking Tajiri.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Billy and Chuck, Ric Flair.
Yeah, boy. Colin Nash.
What the fuck?
Damn, son.
I never played this card game, but I played Dragon Ball Super.
I have some of those.
These ones?
Yeah.
My buddy, he's not my buddy anymore. He's a real asshole now.
That fucking one guy? Yeah,
no.
Fuck him.
No, a completely different guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this, not Rodney. This is someone completely different.
Oh, I wasn't talking about, yeah, okay.
Oh, well, this guy... He used to play Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the TCG.
Oh, what a fucking chode.
And he won their event at Gen Con. And the only prize they had was a world prize. The world championship card from the Dragon Ball Z tournament.
Oh, yeah?
He had a copy. There's only 4 copies in the world.
Damn.
Huh. And he got one for winning a Buffy tournament.
Wow.
Did he throw it out?
No, he kept it. Why would you throw it out?
Because fuck that shit. Now there's only 3, bitch.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Set that Kaiba shit.
You're right.
You're a 3rd-rate duelist with a 4th-rate deck.
Man, you know the fucking... The original, the Bandai version of Yu-Gi-Oh! Was weird as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
The cards look terrible. Everyone wants them, though. Fucking...
I think it was originally supposed to be, like, short stories with different games in each thing.
Yeah, and that fucking card game caught on.
Yeah.
I gotta read that Magic manga.
Yeah, dude.
Like, is this
If just... you find it, let me know.
Well, dude, is this just Yu-Gi-Oh! With fucking Magic cards?
I'm in.
Oh, man. Fucking,
Fucking,
What's that one fucking anime card game? Weiss Schwartz?
Weiss Schwartz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game looks wacky. You get them autograph cards that are worth super fucking, yeah. What was that Buddy Fight or Buddy?
Oh, yeah, that didn't do. Yeah, Vanguard was just too good, and that didn't catch on.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
Force
of Will? I remember when people were pushing Force of Will hard. Come on, it's the next Magic. It's Magic plus Yu-Gi-Oh! Come on, it's so great.
I mean, it was pretty cool, but...
Come on, look at the cat. You can see the cat's ass.
What the fuck?
Look at the big anime titties on this card. Come on, you know you want this big anime titties.
Hey, man. Like...
That's just... Not a
I don't care how any of that's appealing.
Because fucking big anime titties are the shit.
I mean,
that's
why.
Yeah, but logically, they're not real.
So?
Yeah, logically. Unreal.
So?
There are big anime studios, though. You can't not like big anime studios. There's a Berserk card game.
I never said I didn't like them. The fuck?
I'm so confused.
How are those appealing? If they're not appealing.
I said, how are they appealing? I asked, how are they appealing? I didn't say, I don't like big anime.
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh shit, I almost fell out of my chair.
It sounds like that chair's giving up on you.
Yeah, it might be. Fucking. It's
not that. He's just gonna collapse.
Yeah, you're right. We're gonna hop on fucking Fortnite. So peace out, guys. I'm fucking. We planned this episode out, I thought, but I got stoned and.
I feel like we talked about pretty much everything we said we was going to talk about, though.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was a good episode.
We did good, guys. I'm proud of all of you. Donnie was only 3 minutes late.
Yeah, mostly proud of Donnie for being, like, 3 minutes late instead of the full show late.
Yeah. I'm going to make some taquitos real quick before I hop on, though.
Oh, word. Yeah, that sounds good. I need something to eat, too.
Yeah.
Taquitos, bitch.
Dude, yeah, what... What are you lighting right there?
I don't know, that's nothing. I'm just making fire.
He's bored. He's setting his fucking house on fire. Oh, real quick. I just want to recommend something to everyone listening.
Oh.
The new season of Beavis and Butthead was fucking funny.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It was much better than that fucking new movie. And it was fucking funny, and I legitimately laughed my ass off.
I think I still have your credentials.
You do. So. You should,
I'll check it out.
Don't get him to. And Donnie.
What?
Peacock, I know.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Donnie.
Donnie. Eat a dick.
What? Donnie. Eat a dick, Donnie.
Donnie. Come on, Donnie.
And I'm killing people in the universe.
On that night, Donnie. Good night, folks.
Dude, little motherfuckers.
Hey, Donnie. Get on Fortnite, Donnie.
I will.
Yeah, Donnie.
Time into Fortnite.
Hey, Donnie.
We're giving you a little bit of leeway because we're going to eat first, Donnie.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of leeway. But I expect your ass on there. All right.
Fuck you, Donnie.